One of the things that was really significant for me going through this from a logopraxis point of view was how the whole process that's illustrated here represents that process of coming to the word to study it, and it gets turned around and it studies us. So right from the servant to Joseph, the conversation with Judah, all this is about opening up a state of ownership so that it can be fully seen and acknowledged. So there's that section which talks about sensory impressions, memory knowledges, and truths, that there's this kind of order of degrees that is expressed there. And so this idea of the internal flowing into the external, in order that the things of the world could be sensed by the internal, and then it spoke about in which it's perfected and not the other way. So there's this sense there of the external sensory level. So the thoughts and affections associated with our sensory and corporeal level, the internal can flow into that and reveal its quality, and it can be reordered. That's the world into which it flows, not the world you're looking at out there. It's the inner world that's getting reorganized. The natural mind is the world that's getting reordered and restructured. I can give you an example of something that stood out for me. The idea is that you're born into the world, you grow and you become identified with a body, and the sense of self is very closely identified with that. So you see it happening. Yeah, probably really starts to kick in for children around probably 6 or 7 years old, that, you know, their sense of identities gets quite strong. So what is that? What's that an image of? And what a person comes into is the sense that they are the center of the world, that the whole world revolves. We all come into this, our ego, right? That the whole world revolves around us. So the image there is that there is a being at the center of everything. Now, it's misunderstood because I think I'm the being that's at the center of everything, but it provides a corporeal base for understanding that the Lord is the center of everything. So you need that grounding and a corporeal base in order to have your thought elevated. You know, sacks have come down, and when you come into that realization, they're then elevated. Also, because I have this experience of being in a body, I have the sensory experience of things coming in. The appearance is that everything comes into my ears as far as sound, sight, taste, smell. And what that provides is a sensory and corporeal base for understanding influx, that all things flow in, but it has to be inverted so that we realize that it flows in from what is more interior to what is more exterior. But we first need the experience of things flowing in. And the way we get that is this inverted mirror image. And so all sensory experience in the world is a laying down of core concepts that can be reworked once we, you know, come into a sense of the Lord's presence in our life and are willing to conform to what truth says, what the word says is true, as opposed to what my senses tell me is true. And that creates another condition, which is I have to choose. So that creates a sense of freedom and rationality. Then those are all images that we have a direct experience of. So engaging with the word produces questions or creates conditions for reflection. The text calls into question our assumptions. So in this particular text, you know, it's calling into question perhaps our sense that we don't claim what is the Lord's to ourselves, you know, because in our historical faith sort of compartment, you're not allowed to do that. So of course we don't do it, and we are able to speak from the lips about doctrine and all of that sort of thing. But then when you start to look at it from a practice point of view, of course, what the word says is true. And this whole thing is about exposing that state of ownership. And until that happens, until there's a giving up of our life, our ownership over our own life, the transformation can't happen. Now, you can't make that giving up happen either. All you can do is work with what's offered through the word to work with. And the outcome is left to the Lord. The transition happens, but it doesn't happen because of our effort. So another sort of aphorism we have in Logopraxis is this idea that your effort achieves nothing, but without effort, nothing can be achieved. So there's the need to engage and to stay engaged, but the actual transformations, and that we can't preempt the detail of what that's going to be, but we can see the general picture. And the general picture is that the Lord's in control of the whole thing. That's what comes through time and time again.